tiger!
Order, order.
Making a silk purse from a sow's ear was the challenge for junior ministers Joe Goodhue and Louise Upston, required to answer questions in the House for their senior colleagues Nathan Guy and Peter Dunn. With Mr. Guy, the Minister for Primary Industries, away declaring a drought, officially known as a medium-scale adverse event down the east coast of the South Island, Joe Goodhue, his associate minister, had to defend the government's Primary Growth Partnership, or PGP, the subject of a critical report from the Office of the Auditor General, or OAG, and the subject of questions from Labor's spokesman on primary industries, Damien O'Connor.
What other areas of government funding would allow the spend of $129 million without any identifiable economic benefits, and in the words of the Auditor General, quote, no ability to show what PGP as a whole has achieved, unquote.
Honourable Joe Goodhue.
Mr. Speaker, on behalf of the Minister for Primary Industries, there were some learnings in the OAG report, but it was largely a positive report, and it acknowledged that in the fullness of time, the independent auditing of these projects, which in fact is made available, will show the gains we've already had.
Joe Goodhue conceded that the Auditor-General had been critical of the government's reporting of progress so far.
The reporting that is currently underway could be made more simple for the average reader in the street, and we have certainly taken that on board. But I remind the member that there are not only detailed websites, quarterly reports, a regular newsletter, an annual expo, presence at the field days, programme steering groups, quarterly progress reporting, annual plans and audits to show the public of New Zealand what they will get over the long term.
Joe Goodhue's Cabinet colleague Louise Upston, meanwhile, defended changes to the National Library's lending service to schools made by Internal Affairs Minister Peter Dunn.
On behalf of the Minister of Internal Affairs, I'm advised that the improved service will be offered by the National Library is not about saving money, it is about delivering more books, more information into more schools for more students. Savings specific to the curriculum topic loan service have not been finalised as operational implementation decisions are still being worked through. However, the Department of Internal Affairs 2014 four-year plan has signalled a preliminary estimate of savings from the new library, National Library Services to Schools strategy of $0.392 million per annum.
Oh, that's really good.
And putting the final touches on that silk purse.
This is not a cut to the service. This is the ability for the National Library to deliver more information, more books, in more schools that will provide better learning opportunities for more of our children.
Louise Upston, now from the chamber to the committee rooms, and a story about a petition that came in from the cold. Here's Rhys Lyon.
It took almost 4 years, but a petition that was first presented to Parliament by Labour's Marianne Street back in 2011, calling for greater transparency around the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade negotiations, was up before the Foreign Affairs, Defence and Trade Committee, and the time lag wasn't lost on the petition's author, Council of Trade Unions President Helen Kelly.
So we presented this petition, or Honourable Marianne Street presented it to the Parliament in 2011, and we don't really understand why it's taken 4 years before we've had the opportunity to be heard, and obviously so much has happened in this space in between that petition being presented and today, and we think that makes our calls in that petition even more urgent.
Ms. Kelly said time to review the trade agreement was running out.
Heads of government and trade ministers say that the negotiations are now nearing a completion, and we've even been told by the Prime Minister and others that if they're not completed in the next few months, they may never be. And we think that creates this huge pressure on the negotiations, and that pressure creates an increased risk of poor decisions being made.
The objectives of the petition were twofold.
First, that the Select Committee conduct an inquiry into the effects of this proposed agreement before it is signed. And secondly, that an inquiry must be informed by the detail of the agreement. So we're calling on the government to publish proactively on the internet all the documents tabled in its name at the TPPA negotiations and any other key documents that are tabled at the negotiations to ensure that other information relating to the process is freely available to civil society.
And Helen Kelly's concerns were echoed by Oxfam policy advisor Luke Wharton.
These concerns are in addition to the threat posed to New Zealand's sovereignty itself, the absolute right for New Zealanders to determine our own futures. the very right New Zealanders expect this Parliament to protect. Yet the TPPA negotiations are being conducted in secret. In fact, parties to the TPPA negotiations agreed not to disclose documents relating to the negotiations until 4 years after the treaty comes into effect. This is why we are asking for an inquiry into the effects of the TPPA before an agreement is signed.
Oxfam policy advisor Luke Wharton speaking to the Foreign Affairs, Defence and Trade Committee.
That report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Frewen, and this programme was made with funding from Parliament.